meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Cardiac.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Hartley-Negle.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley. Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Weiner. Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 present, 2 absent.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of January 9th, 2017?
Move to approve as submitted.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council, are there any? Seeing none, moving on. All ordinances should be considered at the next regular council meeting with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please end the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 18002, amend the grants budget, appropriate $47,460 in actual program income to the department. To the Community Policing Grant, which is administered by the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 18003, amend the grants budget, appropriate $28,311.28 in state aid to local law enforcement salary funds from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the state aid to local law enforcement salary FY2018 Targeted Analytic Policing System TAPS Overtime Grant for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 18004, amend the FY2018 capital budget, transfer $955,000 from the Glasgow Regional Park Hermitage Capital Project to the Glasgow Regional Park Maintenance Base Capital Project. Ordinance 18005, amend the grants budget, appropriate $118,628 in federal funding from the University of Baltimore College of Public Affairs Center for Drug Policy and Enforcement to Newcastle County Hero Help Program grant for the Department of Public Safety.
May I please have the reports from any committees of council, beginning with Boards and Commissions Subcommittee, Ms. Diller?
Yes, the Boards and Commissions Subcommittee met on January 16th. We heard an update on the Board of Assessment legislation that was approved to be sent to the General Assembly. We also have one reappointment to the Ethics Commission, Ms. McLam, which is on the agenda tonight.
Thank you. Special Services Committee, Mr. Sheldon?
Yes. Special Services met at 1:30, January 16th. We talked about changing the name of Special Services back to Public Works. We also talked about the emergency job to fix the sewer breakage in the line and how soon it's going to be fixed and the bids that we want to go out.
Thank you. Land Use Committee, Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. Last Tuesday, Land Use met upstairs at 3 o'clock. We heard one item on our agenda for Councilman Bell for Penfield. We'll be hearing that application tonight.
Thank you. Personnel Subcommittee, Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes, we met last Tuesday at 3:30 to discuss some confidential personnel matters.
Finance Committee, Mr. Smiley? Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. Today at the Finance Committee, which met at 1:30 on the 8th floor, we approved the minutes of previous meeting on January 9th, discussed three resolutions, which are purchase orders with pass-through funding, one ordinance, and a second ordinance is to be remained tabled. It's on the agenda tonight, and I'll floor manage it in the absence of Councilman Smiley. We recognize the Newcastle County Department of Finance for earning the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award, and they've done this over many, many years. We have a great finance department, and we want to recognize their excellence. We approved two grants for communities. The executive office gave comments on the status of the Christina Force Main repair contract, and there was discussion whether the law department prefers to give all legal updates in the executive committee meeting exclusively, and then we adjourned the meeting.
Community Services, Ms. Diller?
Yes, the Community Services Committee met this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we heard a rather lengthy an informative report from the Vacant Housing Strategy Working Group.
Thank you. Executive Committee, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Executive Committee meeting was held, and we had a discussion relating to House Bill 239, which relates to filling the vacancy in the absence of the position of county executive. We went into executive session for the purposes of a strategy session involving legal advice regarding potential litigation. We came out of executive session and went back into executive session again to discuss legal discussions regarding a confidential personnel matter.
Thank you. The consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 18024, congratulating the Office of Finance for earning the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award for Newcastle County's Comprehensive Annual Budget Summary. Resolution 18025, reappointing Dolores McClam to the Newcastle County Diversity Commission.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Dora?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
The consent calendar has been passed. Does any member of council wish to make a presentation? Seeing none, moving on. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any resolutions or ordinance, please come forward and line up on the far right side, sign in your name and affiliation. After the particular resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced, and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. Next, R18026, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like Resolution 18-026, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 18026, authorizing an $812 increase to the purchase order contract for Housing Alliance Delaware due to a pass-through grant to the Department of Community Services for a total purchase order of $45,391.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. It's all explained in the title of the legislation, and I would defer to our folks in Community Services if anybody has any questions on this purchase order contract.
Does anyone have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18026.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dora?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R18026 is passed. Next, R18027. Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. Like Resolution 18-027, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 18027, authorizing a $17,688.55 increase to the purchase order contract for Interface Housing Delaware, Inc., due to a pass-through grant to the Department of Community Services for a total purchase order of $317,688.55.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you. Interface Housing Delaware, Incorporated is a well-known nonprofit home builder, and they're doing a lot of work in the Route 9 corridor, and specifically this purchase order in the amount of $17,688.55 is going to the Dunleith Homeownership Project Phase 3.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18027.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R18027 is passed. Next, R18028, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Like Resolution 18-028, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18028, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Forsyth Associates for professional services for a Chestnut Valley Stream Stabilization Study for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $49,950.
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. This is an interesting purchase order. We don't see too many of these coming out of special services, but this specifically is for a Chestnut Valley Stream Stabilization Study as part of the Surface Water Matching Planning Grant in the amount of $49,950 to look at issues regarding water quality and stream water, stream bank stabilization in the Chestnut Valley Stream.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18028.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R18028 is passed. Next, R18029. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Move that resolution number 18-029 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18029, Plan of Penfield, St. George's 100, south side of Port Penn Road, 1,800 feet east of Route 13, major subdivision plan that proposes to subdivide the property into 137 age-restricted residential lots as zoning.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. As Chairman Tackett of our Land Use Committee reported, this plan of Penfield, St. George's 100, was presented before council and committee this past Tuesday by legal counsel for the applicant, Mr. Richard Forston, and also Steve Davies from Landmark Engineering. The plan itself is fully code compliant with the UDC. We have received absolutely no adverse comment or input from anyone in the public or the adjoining properties. This particular plan enjoys having infrastructure in place as far as emergency services, fire rescue, and basic emergency medical care. And it also enjoys the support and approval recommendation of the Land Use Department and our planning board.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18029.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R18029 is passed. Moving on to ordinances, 018001. Mr. Sheldon?
Yes. Madam Chair, I move that ordinance 18-001 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18001, amend the FY 2018 approved operating budget. Realign budgetary funding of $90,000 within the Department of Special Services to fund increased electric expenditures.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, this one amends the FY 2018 operating budget, which has already been approved. It's by realigning the budgetary funding of $90,000 within the Department of Special Services to fund the increased electrical expenditures. And what the expenditures was 2 months of electric that was not billed in FY 2017. It wasn't received to FY 2018, so the process has to be done this fiscal year.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Bell.
Yeah, Madam President, I was just wondering whether this increase in electric expenditures involves heating services for the council chambers.
Bill, it could be. I don't know.
Feels like the air conditioning stuff.
Are there any more comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on L18001.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Meagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
018001 is passed. Next, 017070 will remain tabled. Next, time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions, R18030. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. Madam President, like Resolution 18-030, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18030, honoring the life and legacy of Francis E. B. McCann.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. Quite suddenly and sadly, Mr. McCann passed away. Francis McCann was the longest serving member of the Board of Adjustment, 13 years on that body, which is a quasi-judicial body, exists under state code, and it hears applications from relief from county code and dimensional arena, which is called a variance. Passed away suddenly, and we're going to miss him, and I'm acting on this on behalf of Councilman Weiner and myself, at the behest of the chair of the Board of Adjustment, and I think it's a great resolution, and he will be missed.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? I have one. I have to say I served on the board with Mr. McCann, and he was one of the finest men I've ever known. He was just terrific, and he will be greatly missed. Next, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18030.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carney?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Meagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley? Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R18030 is passed. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second. Madam President, under other.
Mr. Bell.
Public comment and other. Okay. I wanted to take the opportunity to report to council and the public that's in attendance this evening. Councilman Powers and myself had the honor and privilege today of attending the program and the groundbreaking ceremony in the Appaquinimic School District, the Fairview campus off of State Road, for the new Cantwell Bridge Elementary School, as well as the brand new Odessa High School. What's unique about this campus is that when it's completed, you'll have kindergarten, elementary, middle school, and a high school all on one educational campus. Very proud of the Appaquinimic School District, our superintendent, and I want to recognize this evening because he's here in a different role as an attorney, But Mr. Richard Forston, who's here this evening, chairs, is the chairman of the Appaquinimink School Board, and he was in attendance today, does a tremendous job in volunteering his community services. And with this accomplishment today, and it's 4 years down the road, okay, as far as completion, but what a tremendous accomplishment in the southern part of Newcastle County and the Appaquinimink School District. So I would like for council's recognition, Mr. Richard Forston being in attendance this evening.
Please stand. Thank you, Mr. Forston. Next, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
No, we have another.
Cantwell Bridge Middle School. Yes.
Good.
He just said elementary by mistake. So.
Thank
now
you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The meeting is